The upcoming Group of 8 and Group of 20 Leaders Summits will be hosted in Huntsville and Toronto, Ontario from June 24th to 27th. These summits annually draw top leaders from the world's most powerful countries to discuss global issues such as finance, security, and the economy. For decades, everywhere the leaders gather, they are met with resistance from those excluded from the meetings. Women, people of color, indigenous peoples, the poor, the working class, queer and trans people, and disabled people, among others. The decision makers in attendance will be protected by high-level security zones in rural Huntsville and in the financial district of downtown Toronto. According to the Montreal-based Anti-Capitalist Convergence, over 15,000 police officers and military personnel will be in Toronto during the summit. They will be equipped with a variety of weapons that protesters expect to be deployed, including tear gas, rubber bullets, sound cannons that damage human hearing, and more. There will be two separate security perimeters around the leaders' meeting and numerous police checkpoints. A multitude of marches, direct actions, teach-ins, forums, film screenings, and activities are underway in Toronto during the week before and during the summit meetings. Community groups, political organizations, and civil society have called for peaceful, family-friendly marches and rallies, as well as more confrontational direct actions, including tearing down the fence. Many of the activities are being coordinated and promoted by the Toronto Community Mobilization Network. AK Hassan is an organizer with the network.
So the G20 is an incompetent, ineffective, self-selected group of people that have come together to determine the course of the planet. This is the organizing body of war. This is the organizing body of poverty, of climate injustices, of attacks on people of color and people in the South. It is imperative and it is our responsibility to expose as well as oppose the G20 agenda. And what needs to be very clearly said is that we do this every day of our lives. The Toronto Community Mobilization Network is a group of community members, organizers, activists, indigenous sovereignty activists, feminists, queer rights activists, disabled communities that are coming together to oppose the G20 agenda. The network primarily is... The network primarily is an infrastructure, logistics, and communications body. And what it's doing is it's creating the required backup that's needed, the required structures that are needed to allow a convergence of this size to happen. We've developed the schedule of actions that are happening between the 21st and the 27th of June, and over a dozen different community organizations, constellations of groups, networks, and individuals are organizing actions. We are the support body that ensures that those people are in communication, they're being fed, that the legal team and the medic team and the media is clearly understanding what's happening. The network organizes on the basis of a principle of solidarity and respect. And what that means is we stand in solidarity and act with respect with everyone who's organizing around on principles of justice.
June 21st to 24th are themed build-up days to highlight struggles more broadly. Environmental justice, indigenous sovereignty, migrant rights, and reproductive justice will be some of the specific themes represented at various street events happening around the downtown area. One of the community groups involved is the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty, OCAP. Here is Leslie Wood speaking with the Globe and Mail, explaining why they are resisting.
My name is Leslie Wood, and I'm a member of the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty. Harper is using this as an opportunity to say, look at the success story of managing Canada's economy. And really, what we want to do is say, this is not a success story for poor and working people, because this is a time where child poverty is at a high rate, the social assistance rates are too low, the child care support and transit funding are non-existent. So this is an opportunity for us to raise these local issues in the context of a global summit.
Sid Lacombe is a coordinator of the Canadian Peace Alliance. They're organizing a feeder march on June 26th to meet up with the People's First Rally and the Get Off the Fence direct action.
Well, the feeder march we're putting together is trying to address some of the issues of war and occupation that we want the G20 to obviously hear the voices from the peace movement on. In particular, we're talking about ending the siege of Gaza, we're talking about ending the war in Afghanistan, we're also talking about redirecting the colossal amount of money that they're putting into military spending by the G20. The G20 represents 87% of global military spending, 97% of global nuclear stockpiles, and $1.3 trillion last year that was spent on the military. military. A fraction of that money put into human needs could eliminate homelessness, eliminate malnutrition around the world with really, really small percentages of the money that they've actually put into this. According to the Food and Agriculture Organization, an investment of $35 billion a year will actually provide adequate food for the 40,000 people who die every single day of hunger and related condition. That's $35 billion. That is a drop in the bucket compared to the amount of money that they're spending on the military. It's a colossal waste of resources and a colossal waste of human life. And so we're going out there on the 26th to do a peace rally, to do a peace contingent, march with our friends in the labor movement and the environmental movement, and talk about how all of these issues link together.
Preceding the 7 days of mobilization, a coalition of NGOs, labor groups, faith-based groups, and community organizations prepared an alternative summit to the G8 and G20 meetings. The People's Summit took place on the weekend of June 18th to 20th, giving a chance for activists and members of society to hold workshops, panels, forums, discussions, art-making, and more. Maria Follinsby helped coordinate the summit at Ryerson University.
So the People's Summit's been 3 days of speakers, workshops, skill shares, performances, lectures, community tabling, and basically it's like a space where folks can get educated about a lot of the issues that are coming up at the G8 and G20 meetings, making connections between social and environmental justice, between economic justice and free trade, there's a huge range of topics that people are dealing with, and a big part of the intention is to make it so that these groups and organizations can get connected and that we can start relating, you know, how women's issues are affected by economic justice and climate change, and for example. It's been really great. Yesterday there were about 50 workshops, and over 1,000 people have been in and out so far. The G8 and the G20 are fundamentally illegitimate and undemocratic organizations. They don't represent the people. They don't deal with the issues that need to be dealt with. They're not even having, their climate change isn't even on the agenda. Their policies around women's rights are ridiculous. Their approach to solving the economic crisis is to just throw more neoliberal capitalist ideology at it. It's a failed system, and they're not listening to us, and we need to make our voice heard, and we also need to create and prove that there are possibilities and solutions for transformation.
All weekend long, the art-making room was alive with volunteers like Nancy creating banners, signs, and other materials for the streets.
Right now I'm making a giant banner that we are going to carry on the June 24th day of action. So the June 24th day is the day for Indigenous rights. And this banner that I'm making right now is going to say Canada Can't Hide Genocide. And it's referring just to the cultural genocide that Canada has sort of implemented on Indigenous peoples for about 270 years, maybe even about 300 by this point. And it's just referring to sort of the purposeful loss of language, loss of culture, and the Canadian government's attempt to sort of assimilate Indigenous people into regular Canadian culture.
Further west from the Ryerson campus and the G20 summit location, in a small back room behind the Linux Cafe, a group of independent journalists have set up an alternative media center. It is here that campus community radio stations will be working on audio podcasts all week long to bring listeners day-to-day coverage of the G8-G20 summit and the people's response. For the CKDU News Collective in Halifax and on campus community radio stations across the country, I'm David Parker. To check out our daily podcasts, visit news.ckdu.ca online. Follow late-breaking news coverage on Twitter at twitter.com/CKDU News. For late-breaking videos, still photography, reports, and tweets, visit 2010.mediacoop.ca. Thanks to g20breakdown.com for the clip of AK Hassan. We'll be right back.